Agatha Raisin and the Witch of Wickhatton by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. There is nothing more depressing for a middle-aged, lovelorn woman with bald patches on her head than to find herself in an English seaside resort out of season. Wind ripped along the promenade, sending torn posters advertising summer jollities flapping, and huge waves sent spray high into the air. Agatha had lost her hair when a vengeful hairdresser had applied depilatory to it rather than shampoo. It had grown back in tufts, but leaving distressingly bare patches of scalp. Not wishing the love of her life, James Lacey, to return from his travels and find her in such a mess, Agatha had fled from Carsley to this seaside resort of Wickhatton to wait for her hair to grow. She had booked into the Garden Hotel, advertised as small but exclusive. She now wished she had chosen somewhere plastic and bright and modern. The Garden Hotel had not changed much since Victorian times. The ceilings were high, the carpets thick, and the walls very solid, so that it was as hushed and quiet as a tomb. The other residents were elderly, and no one feels more uncomfortable among the elderly than a middle-aged woman who is rapidly approaching that stage of life herself. Agatha could suddenly understand why middle-aged men often blossomed out in jeans, high boots and leather jackets, and went looking for a young thing to wear on their arm. She walked a lot, determined to lose weight and remain supple. One look around the dining room of the garden at her fellow guests made her start to ponder the sense of getting a facelift. The town of Wickhatton had prospered during a boom in the late 19th century, and its popularity had continued well into the 20th. But with the advent of cheap foreign travel, holidaymakers had declined. Why holiday in Britain in the rain, when sunny Spain was only an hour's plane flight away? So, on this windy day, 2 days after her arrival, she was charging along a deserted promenade, head down against the wind, wondering how soon she could find a sheltered spot to enjoy a cigarette and get some of the excess of oxygen out of her lungs.